pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you so much. You give us so wonderful opportunity to be here to study your word. Heavenly Father, we ask you to give us humble heart and wisdom so we may understand your word and also accept your word and put your word in our daily life so that your word may become our comfort, your word become our strength and peace and joy. Before we study the Bible, we ask you to guide our class. May all the glory unto your holy name. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay, be seated. Okay, we continue the content of the Old Testament. So we divided the Old Testament into four parts. The first part, Pentateuch, and the second part, historical books, there are 12, and poetic books, there are 5 books, and last one, there are 17 prophetic books. A New Testament also divided into 4 parts. The first one, 4 Gospels. The second one, historical book, is only 1. The third one, epistles, there are 21. And the last one is 1 revelation. Okay, how to write your notes. You don't have to copy the whole sentence. You just, write some keywords. Gospel, you might say G, represent gospel because you know gospel, right? You have some idea already. Then H is historical. Then the E, epistle. Then A, revelation. So you don't have to copy the whole thing. Okay, then how do we know the Bible is God's word? One work of literature written over thousands of years by over 13 writers, from different occupations, from different education background, even economic background, but they can deliver a coherent and consistent message. Okay, but the Bible does. So if we read How many books you read, like novels or some literatures, even scientific novel? Yeah. If you read over 10 books, raise your hand. Okay. Okay, put your hand down. Yeah. And those 10 books, you can find a different author, right, and different idea. And some of them might make up a story, right? It's not true, like a terror, whatever the story is, not a true story. Yeah. But the Bible, only the Bible, 1,000 years, and over 30 writers, but the same theme, the same idea. They all talking about God. They all talking about Jesus. Yeah. So the same direction. And also, they always give the Israel people hope, give the writer and write hope, right? Comfort. And when you read the novels or the other fictions, they might tell you, teach you how to doubt, how to suspect men, how to doubt God. Right? Only the Bible will teach us how to believe, right? And always give us hope. And also comfort. No storybook has the authority to make claims about heaven and hell or to make a promise concerning life after death. The Bible does. So you can read like a Buddhism book. 他们说经, 什么?
佛经。
Buddhist Bible, they have a Bible too. But the Bible never talk about, the Bible never talk about God. How the whole universe come from. And where the man come from. They didn't touch this subject. Only the Bible does. So the Bible, in the beginning, they talk about God. There is a God, and also they talk about how it was formed. How it was formed, right? But you can find the forging. The Buddhist Bible never talk about this issue. Even Confucius never talk about this subject. Only the Bible. Only Bible. And the Bible also talking about what happened after death. Confucius said, we do not know where we come from. How can we talk about the life after death? 未知生焉知死? Confucius says, so only the Bible. There was a physician, MD doctor. Before he came to serve for the Lord, he served as a medical doctor in the big ship, like a cruise ship, you know, the big ship. Yeah. And he always thought about God until one day he read the Bible, because in the ship, always they, in the room, they always put one Bible in the each room, like a hotel. If you go to hotel, like lodge in the hotel, then if you open the drawer, then you can find that there is a Bible in the drawer. Okay. So this is MD doctor, because nothing to do, so he just read the Bible. And the first sentence he read, in the beginning, God created the heaven and earth. Then when he saw this verse, he got a shock. You know, he got a shock, like a hammer him on his head, hit his head. What? Then he just suddenly wake up. Oh, there is God created the whole universe. Then turned out, he come to convert to our church and become the ministers, become full-time ministers. So only the Bible can answer our questions, can quench our thirst. No ordinary book could have accurately made so many prophetic prophecies about events in human history and about the birth, life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. The Bible has. Even many Bibles never talk about Jesus Christ. But only Bible, and also Bible talk about his life, his death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, and even whole human beings' life. So if you read the book of Daniel, then you can see the prophetic words being fulfilled. The Bible deals with the basic problems of human being life and points to a single solution. Salvation through Jesus Christ. This is only one solution. We have many struggles. We have many challenges. We have so many contentions, so many competitions. But how to solve the problem? Because we have contention, we have struggles, therefore we lost our peace, we lost our joy. But how to regain the peace and joy? The Bible is the solution. Only one solution. Like we talk about be transformed by renewing of the spirit, right? Transformed. So we have to be transformed by the spirit. Change our mind, change our mind. Before we might have a negative attitude, but change to a positive attitude. The negative attitude is our human being tendency. So when we encounter difficulties, when your alarm didn't work, and then you just sleep over time, then when you wake up, why 8 o'clock already? My class begins at 7:30, so must be delayed. Then they cry, then how many of you ever say, it's dead, it's doomsday, like it's doomsday for me, it's last day for me. Chinese say, 死了死了惨了惨了, higher, higher. How many of you say, it's my bad day, raise your hand. Okay, it's a negative, right? It's our human being tendency. So we always have negative thinking, but we have to change to positive. In God, there is always hope. In God, there is always hope. In God's dictionary, there's no hopelessness, 没有绝望, no death, even no death in the God's dictionary, right? Even death, if we die, God can raise us from the dead, right? Even there's no hope, but God can instill the life in us. So only the Bible provides the solution. Because the Bible also provides hope. We have hope. If we have no hope, then it's all pitiful. So you can see why some young people like your age has been recruited by gang organization. Why? Because they have no hope, right? They just stand idly on the street corner. They stand there, nothing to do. They, of course, gangster, right? Gangster, hey, come here. You need money, you need fun, okay? Follow me. I provide, every day, $100, right? You can spend $100. Every day, I give you $100. You follow him, of course. Because this young guy, no hope. He has no hope. No goals in his life. So it's very dangerous. We are Christians, we do the Bible different. Because Bible provides us the solution, provides our hope, provides our goal. So we have goal, we have hope. Bible. The writers of the Bible claims to be inspired by God, that their writings are the very words of God. To see whether these claims are trustworthy, we need to examine the evidence and test whether the Bible as a whole is reliable and carries divine authorities. We talked about before. So how to study the Bible? Since the Bible is God's word, it's God's inspired some people to write it down. So how to study it? Because it's the divine, it's holy Bible. It provides us hope and comfort and peace and joy. So now it's our job, how to study the Bible, right? Since it's worthy to study, to read. Serving the Old and New Testament. Okay, just some general idea, just general reading, okay? Just reading word by verse. So we have a Bible reading plan. You just follow the schedule. You just follow the schedule, verse by verse, okay? And studying a book in depth. So when we're studying Genesis, right, then you have to catch the main idea. why is he talking about in Genesis? In Genesis, talk about the beginning, it's a life. There's a life, life, right? The new life. And then fall, right? Rise and fall. Life, because in the beginning, God created the whole universe. In the beginning, God created the universe and human beings. God created life and put a man in the Garden of Eden, right? Garden of Eden. And Garden of Eden, which means happy garden, happy garden. So people live inside, they feel so happy. They feel so content. So content. So satisfied. Their life. Then fall. So if you catch some idea, if you catch the main theme in the book, then you can think about what guide us to thinking about life. Right? Then you were thinking, hey, which verse talking about life, right? And which verse talking about the falls. So if you join the seminar, if you have joined the seminar, if you join the sermon, then during the seminar, during the sermon, the pastor minister were talking about the Bible, then you go home, then you study again, or the minister talking about the fall, then you study which verse talking about Adam and Eve's fall. How did they fail? From which point? From which point? Originally, they have a life, they have a hope, they have a joy and peace. And why they fall? So this is in-depth studying the whole book. Okay. Esther. Then Esther is a young girl, right? Then from this chapter, if you read this chapter, of course, it's a historical book. It's talk about a couple characters. If you see the movie, then the main character and then the accompanying character. Right? Then Esther is a young lady, and Mordecai and Haman, Vashti, Vashti. But actually, this is talking about the spiritual battle, the spiritual battle.
临战.
Spiritual battle between humility, chimpe and pride, jihad, and also obedience and rebellion, all disobedience. The book of Esther. Right? Then you have some idea. Then you will fill in who stand on this side. Because in the book talking about Esther, his cousin adopted her as a daughter. Right? So Mordecai and Haman and who else? Vashti, right? Vashti. So Esther and Mordecai is on this side, right? And Haman and Vashti on this side. So we have some idea. Oh.
the book of Esther is talking about the spiritual battle. So we use the spiritual interpretation to offer the message, right? To read the whole story. We use a spiritual view. Of course, the Bible did not talk about humility, right? In the book of Esther, did not talk about obedience. No obedience, this word in the book of Esther. No pride, no rebellion, right? Nothing. Only regular story. Like you read a novel, like you read a love story, right? Only simple story. However, we use a spiritual view to interpret, to read the whole story. So, humility. Because Esther and Mordecai saw humility, and so obey. Esther obeyed his cousin, like father, right? And Haman, so proud. Vashti, so proud. So he rebelled. She rebelled against her husband, king. Then he dared to rebel against his husband, her husband, king. Okay, because proud, because of her pride. Okay. So how to read the book? Okay, you have to catch the main point. Catch the main theme, then will help you, then you will interesting, right? If we say a spiritual battle, then you interesting, hey, what happened? What happened? A community, obedience, pride, rebellion, then you have interesting to read it more, you want to learn more. So if you just read a story, sometimes you read it over and over and over again, you say, I know already, right? I know already. I know this book already. So nothing new to me. I'm feeling boring. So you have to in depth. That's what we say in depth. That in depth you have to know the spiritual issue. Okay, and like when you read Job, why in the early days, of course the Bible not finished in one night, it's over maybe 1,000 years, right? That at the first they have five Moses book, there are five books. Even those five books not at the same time, maybe Genesis first, then 100 years later another book, then 100 years later another book. So not at the same time. But there is a committee, they decide, some people group as a committee, so they decide which book, because in ancient times, so many books. Like we have in Chinese, Zhong Guo Ren Hao. Anybody Caucasian? Mexican? Caucasian? Japanese? Indonesian? No, okay, so all Chinese. Korean, okay, you're Korean. 안녕하세요. 안녕하세요. 감사합니다. Okay. In Chinese, Confucius. Did you call it Confucius in China? Confucius. 孔子.
Korean also recognize Chinese character, right? Some of them. It's all age people, they can read the Chinese character. Confucian and Confucians.
Kongzi. Okay. Then Kongzi. Why I mention about Kongzi?
我要孔子的。 Chinese culture, Chinese. Okay, so we can see the job. Okay, job, and why? Yeah, because compare. We talk about compare together. So compare this book and this, because there are so many books in ancient time. Confucius and Meng Shi, and Lao Shi. Okay, and then in the school, have to compare the textbook. Compare either we have to teach Kong Shi or teach. So which we have to teach to the young people, right? To teach you in the school, right? So compare into the textbook. So which one? Like physics, like chemistry, like math. So which book we have to compile into your textbook? So there's a committee to decide, because of many authors, many PhD doctors to write the textbook of math or science, science. So many doctors need to write the textbook. So which book we decide want to use in our school? So get a committee to decide. Or decide to use Dr. Wang, Dr. Timothy, Dr. Hu and Hu, right? Okay. So we borrow such kind of books for our school, right? For our students as a textbook. Okay. So in the same way, in the ancient time, they would decide on the job. Okay, job. We combine, combine to the part of the book of Bible. And why they put job into the Bible? Okay, you homework. Okay, you homework. So you study the job. Okay, why these people? So that's why many people doubt. It's really story. It's a real story. The main point is not a real story or not. I don't know. Can you confirm it's two people, the job? Can you confirm? Are you his friend? Are you your friend? No? Okay. How come you know this person is interested in history? I don't say so. So the main point, we don't have to answer. We don't have to answer some people, right? If we have a doubt, we don't have answer. Because the main point is salvation. The main point is salvation. The main point is to provide us a comfort and hope. Okay, comfort and hope through this Bible. Okay, so the homework is why some committee, right? What in the ancient time, why committee they decide, accept this book as a part of the Bible? Right? Okay, you understand? 为什么很多书，为什么他要选择这本书成为圣经的一部分？Understand? Okay, 所以你就用我刚才所讲的，这圣经说 provide something, right? That's one to provide us.Then use your own language to talk about why this book becomes a part of the Bible. Okay? Starting a chapter in depth in the same way, you have to keep the main idea. Then, starting by topics and topical studies. If we patience, or endurance, My topic, be patient. I want to study this subject. Then when GA assigned me to talk about this subject, like an RSTS. The subject is be patient. Then how do I prepare for this subject? Then I have to study. I have to study some word. The first one, definition. What patient means? What patient means? Right. Then you will check dictionary. And patience, another word, is very similar to patience. Endure. Endurance. And what's the difference between patience and endurance? What's the difference? Renai in Chinese, patience, renai. Endurance in Chinese, renai. Same. Right? So what's the difference? In English, we're patient and endure. Sometimes endure the hardship, right? Endure the hardship. And patience, deny. Patience. Nanxing. You know, sometimes you lose your temper, right? Then your parents might tell you, calm down, be patient. When you're waiting for the long line, then you just got annoying, right? Annoying. Ah, that's too long, right? Mom, just go. Why would they wait here? There are so many restaurants, right? Why would you have waited here, the long line? Then your mom tells you, be patient. Right? So sometimes we use patience, sometimes it's endurance. So what's the difference? So you have to check. Dictionary, definition. So the first one, definition. Then the second one. Then I have to look for the Bible chapter. The Bible, like a Job, endure the hardship. Apostle Paul endure the hardship. So who endure the hardship, right? I have to look for the character. So for our mutual encouragement. You can see Job in such kind of hard situation. His 10 sons gone, his house gone, everything gone. And he still endure. Stay in the Lord, stay in the church. Doesn't matter what happened to you, always stay in the TGC. Stay, do not depart from the TGC. And the three conclusion. What's the last message you want to provide our congregations? Right? So I did a study. Yeah. The topic was patience or love, joy, hope. Then the study of typology and prophecy. Typology, which means 预兆, 预兆, 预表, 预表, 预兆, 预表. Like Isaac typified Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. And why? Why would Isaac typify Jesus Christ? Homework again? Interesting, right? Yeah. So Isaac, why would Isaac typify Jesus Christ? But typify on some point, right? Only some part of his life. Like we say David, not David. David also typified Jesus Christ, right? You know, some people say David also typified Jesus Christ. But David, you know, sinned against God, right? You know, right? He committed adultery. How come Jesus didn't commit adultery? And then David committed adultery. How come you say David sinned, or typified Jesus Christ? So only part of his life, right? 70 years old, David, around 70 years old, right? Okay. Then this period of time, he committed adultery. But when we say David typified Jesus Christ, only this part, this period of time, this part, not the whole life. But Solomon, Solomon, not the whole life. When they say he typified Jesus Christ, it's only part of his life, not the whole life. Not the whole life. Okay. So Isaac is easy for you, right? Isaac. You can do the chapter 24, Genesis, chapter 24. Okay. So why we say Isaac typify, 预表, huh? 预表, typify Jesus Christ. Any questions? No problem, right? Simple for you. You are so smart, and you are a young guy. Ha, smart. I'm so jealous of you. You are so young. I'm old. You are so energy. Huh? You are smart. Yeah. Okay. Then prophecy. Prophecy 预言哦，不一样哦。 预言，预言，预言，which means from 那个 broadcast, you know, 那个 weather, you know, tomorrow, here will be rainy, you know, or windy, whatever. Okay, not happened yet, but then forecast. So in the weather, there's a forecast. In the weather, but like we in the Bible, then foretell, which means in advance, right? 事先告诉你, in advance, tell you, the foretell. So before something happened, even we didn't know something will happen in 10 years later, but I tell you, you can be president of the United States. Can you believe that? Of course not, right? Who are you? You can be United States, president of the United States. Not possible, right? But if I say, okay, 10 years later, no, 10 years later, then this is the 预言. Of course, I'm a false prophet. I may not fulfill. So this is not, this is just 开玩笑. It's possible, you can be a president of the United States. Okay, so this is 预言 for tale. So it's different between prophecy and typology. Okay. Then this, no homework. Next one, starting the biblical characters, like Moses, what we can learn from Moses, what we can learn from Abraham. So this biblical characters. You have a lot of homework already? Yes or no? Yes? Okay. Be merciful for you. Historical studies. Historical studies, like First King, Second King, right? They will fight, like Israel and Babylonian, they will fight. And we can learn, or Esau, you know, King Esau, try to seek David's life. So they always have a fight. And then what we can learn from them. Okay. Our attitude toward the Bible study, the first one, have a faith. You have to believe in Bible. Bible, right? Bible. God inspired people to write his message, to write his story.
So history. History. How to spell the history? His story.
God's story, right? God's story. History is God's story. So even human being's story, but God is in control. God is in control. Now Israel, this country recovered their country in 1948. And this is to fulfill prophecy of Asian prophet. So first one, have faith. Then second one depends on the Holy Spirit through prayer. Because through prayer, God will download his will to you, download from above. So you understand his will. We're talking about this passage. Like me too, we have to pray, right? Then prepare a pure heart and a receptive mind. Number four, be humble. And study the Bible every day. Listen to the sermon and resolve the problems by talking with spiritual mature members. Memorize, meditate upon the Bible day and night. And do what we learned and heard, and do not alter the word of God. Okay. The Bible is applied to all kind of people, all age people, great people, small people. Okay.
When we're talking about obedience, to you, obey who? Obey parents, right? Parents. Obey parents to you. But to me, if I say obey parents, my father, where is my father and my mother? Where? In heaven already, right? So to you, when we say obey, then to you, obey parents. But to me, obey is different. So in the Bible, when we say application, right? Application. It's a very different from people. Very different. Application. Like obedience, be obedient. To you, obey your parents. To me, obey God, obey church authority.
Can we move on? Huh? Okay. The Bible is a rock. The Bible sheds light on our path and shows us the way God expects us to think, to speak, and act. That's why the Bible says we have to transform, right? Be transformed. So we have to change the way we think, the way we speak, the way we act. And the Bible is shedding light on this area. So when you encounter difficulties, when you encounter trials, then you have to read Job. Right?
then you will get comfort. You read the whole message, right? You read the whole message. 一目十行, Chinese say 一目十行, so when you grip, then whole picture, then you just catch some keywords, then copy on your paper. You don't have to copy every single word. Take a lot of time. So just like I should have let, and the set of a value is a keyword. And peace and joy. Right. Okay. So anyway, give us the dialogue. Because of the word of God is the light, the lamp. Psalm 119, 105. How many of you can recite Psalm 119 and verse 105? Okay, before we conclude the class, we have to do this verse. Psalm 119. Verse 105. Psalm 119, verse 105. Okay, we read it all together. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Okay. So memorize. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Okay, praying silence.